It's that time of year when our elected officials are down in Juneau deciding how much money is going to be spent and where it's going to be spent. I'm talking with Todd Smolden, who's the director of the Matanuska-Susitna office of the governor, who has a bill relating to education, and at a joint chamber meeting put it out pretty straightforwardly. Todd, what type of reaction are you getting to the governor's bill for education, and why are these changes looking at being made?
Well, thanks, Merrill. And I would say that the governor's legislation is an attempt to get Alaskans to all come together for a holistic conversation about how we can fund education sustainably and also get better outcomes, get the outcomes that we know Alaskan parents and just Alaskans in general want for our students. The reaction's been mixed. There are some legislators that just want to have an increase in the base student allotment or allocation, but there are also a lot of legislators that are interested in having conversations with the governor.
Many of our educators in school districts have found themselves in very precarious positions. We're looking at retaining teachers, and yet they don't know how much money they are going to have to make their budgets until the last minute. Is there anything to address that program in the governor's educational bill? Back during the 13th legislature, many years ago, cash-based forward budgeting was put forward so that these issues wouldn't be consuming so much time of the legislature and that they could do other things.
Well, I don't remember the 13th legislature, Merrill, but...
Were you born then?
I came up to Alaska in 1987, so yeah.
So no, you weren't here then.
yeah, forward funding is something that people have talked about. It's not constitutional. I don't know what was being discussed back then, but there's a way that we can provide more certainty, and that is for the legislature to address education funding very early on in session. And quite frankly, the budget could be the first thing that gets done during sessions. And then other things like state dinosaurs and naming a bridge and things like that, you know, maybe we could take care of in April. The governor started conversations with legislators early this year, and we're hopeful that education funding and reforms will be passed earlier rather than later.
In your presentation, you articulated the governor's position in a very simplified way that many of our listeners who maybe depend on social media and other outlets to make up their minds, if they would like to get kind of an unbiased and straightforward opinion of what the legislature is debating, is there a website? Is that available? Is your presentation available for people who weren't able to attend the chamber meeting?
Yes, definitely. People can reach out to me at the Matsu governor's office. They can also contact Jill Schaefer, the Kenai office. She'll get a hold of me. But I mean, I don't know if it's unbiased. It's certainly the governor's perspective. You know, if you go to the governor's webpage at gov.alaska.gov, you'll see a bunch of different things there related to education, his education reform page, as well as you can access his legislation from there.
Now, your background is in education. Do you feel that what is being put forward is going to take care of the need and solve the problems that we have with education today?
That's a great question, and I'm going to speak as a teacher answering this. I realize I am working for the governor, but the solution to better education and better outcomes for students primarily is based on how involved their parents are with their children's education. And that can be assisted by the community in the form of Big Brothers, Big Sisters programs, mentorship programs, people volunteering, like I know you do, with things that you do to get more resources into the classroom. But really, children need adults that they can trust working with them to help them to learn. And that's the primary thing that's going to change educational outcomes. You can't, you know, money, you need money, but just throwing more money at a system and not, you know, it's a Band-Aid, but it's not going to stop the bleeding.
Oh, if we could only legislate parental involvement. Todd Smolden is the director of the governor's office in the Mat-Su Valley. Thank you for coming down and sharing with us, Todd, and we're also grateful for the work that Jill does. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that legislative sound of KSRM.